So appropriate that the stage is cleared here for Tiger. Can he do it again? Well, this would be another great example of why Tiger is Tiger.
Episode 85
of the Bump and Run Boys podcast. Blake Ross,
your boy Rob, and Goose. Who's the best player that wore 85? Not Ochocinco. Go. Chad Johnson. Chad Johnson. Damn it,
dude! That was a serious.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that was a good clap. 85. Who else wore 85? Maybe. Is it, oh my God, who was that tight end for, played for Kansas City for forever? Did he wear 85?
Tony Gonzalez? No, I think he was 88 or 82. Let's see.
Oh, maybe Antonio Gates was 85, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I think Antonio Gates was 85. That's a good one. Antonio Gates, legendary tight end.
Yeah. Yeah, he was 85. I used to have his jersey.
Yeah. Crowd favorite.
George Kittle
might be, you know, when it's all said and done, he might be up there. George Kittle seems like the kind of guy, he might play football for like 25 years. He just seems like he's obsessed with football.
He's just to be the LeBron of the football scene.
Is he going to be the LeBron of the football scene?
Like, just keep playing forever?
Oh, I mean, I don't know. Tight ends, they don't really play for that long. That's the thing. It's too physical. It's like, really, it's just the QBs. They just play the longest now because the rules protect them. But other than QB, man, like, I guess the wideouts can play a while.
Besides kicker.
Yeah, kicker. Yeah, I guess I would. I don't know. Maybe not wideouts, but I feel like the wideouts, they do play a little while.
Yeah, I mean, if you're involved in the run offense, you know, running back, lineman, it's tough to play.
Yeah,
5+ years.
Yeah, no, I mean, any
high impact,
any of the line, it's like, dude, it's so impressive if they ever make it anywhere past like 6-7 years. It's so impressive.
Just avoiding injury for that long is unbelievable.
Yeah,
so hard to do.
I mean, dude, you get players like Aaron Donald. Dude, Aaron Donald didn't even play for that long, but it's like he was just like, nah, I'm good. Like, just don't want to play anymore.
Remember when Andrew Luck retired? That was kind
of
weird.
Oh, that was out of nowhere,
too. Was it like 26 or something?
Yeah.
Totally had another 5 years or something in him, but...
Yeah.
Was it for health reasons or...
Yeah, dude.
CTE?
No, he like legitimately, like he had an absurd amount of injuries and they just... Mm. It was so annoying because the owners didn't really support him with like a good offensive line. He had to have been one of the most frustrating players to watch, like... From an owner's perspective, or from like a fan perspective, because it's like he could have been so good.
You're saying if he had a better line?
If he just had a little bit of support. Ah, so frustrating. I have a breaking news, by the way.
Okay.
Whoa. Breaking news. I've signed up for something. Okay.
OnlyFans?
Close.
Damn.
I've signed up for something. I've signed up for a marathon.
Whoa! Oh, wow.
I've signed up for a marathon.
Hell yeah.
It's going to be of October of next year. So nice. I'm going to be participating in the Long Beach Marathon. It will be October 4th or 5th? I forget. Okay. So, I have some time to train.
Is it a full marathon? 26.2?
It's a full marathon. 26.2.
Yeah. What made you want to do this?
Well, I think I've already touched on this before, but I haven't really been going to the gym, which has always been my preferred method of physical fitness and physical activity. And I don't really feel like going to the gym anymore. And I've been, for the most part, enjoying running. And now I just feel like I want to... It's coming at a good time because, like, I will be getting married in October of next year, which is, like, perfect. So, it's, like, now I have a goal or something to focus on.
Mm-hmm. A deadline, if you will.
So I can kind of like crush two birds with one stone, because it's like, you know, everyone wants to look good on their wedding day. So it's like, I feel like this will motivate me to, you know, inspire me to make better decisions nutritionally. But
yeah,
also,
for sure.
Also, like, you know, I'm going to be doing a lot of running, a lot of training, and I think that it's just coming at a good time. And, you know, I just wanted to do like a new challenge, something that I knew I would be like starting from zero at, essentially.
Nice.
So, yeah, I'm doing it. I mean, I gave them the money. I mean, I don't care if it takes me 6 hours. I'm going to do it, but.
Hey, we'll be there supporting you.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. You going to show up, huh? James? I looked at James right away. I was like, dude, I know his ass. I mean, fucking.
Long Beach, you said?
Long Beach, brother.
I think if it was in Oceanside, I wouldn't go. It was running down the street. Nice, man. What does that cost you?
Yeah,
Out the wallet. It was
more than I thought it would be, which was annoying.
Can I guess?
Sure.
I have no idea.
Uh-huh.
$200.
Okay, Rob?
I have no frame of reference.
Be like, what about $250?
Wow. See, you guys actually overshot it, surprisingly. So it was $140.
Mm, okay.
They give you a t-shirt, and they give you like, I actually added this on, so, but it was like, I'm getting like a, it costs like $15, but they give you like a medal and it's like laser inscripted with your time.
Oh, that's even more pressure to get a good time on there.
Oh, I mean, I just want to finish it. That's really the goal. So, but, and then obviously like when you do these marathons, like they have like the water stations and all mm-hmm. of that stuff. And, you know, they're there to kind of, you know, help guide you and all of that jazz. So it's like, yeah, $140. I was like, okay, like, I mean, it was, I don't know why I thought it would maybe be less, but I think it's just because, yeah, with like insurance and all that jazz, like
liability.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, I'm fucking doing it. I
it's a goal to run the, you run the whole time, I'm assuming.
You just, I mean, yeah, I mean, like, it's 20,
no jogging, no walking.
You can jog. You don't have to.
I'm saying it's his goal to
run
the
goal?
Whole thing.
My goal is really to finish it. I mean, for 26.2, I mean, when you talk about like running it the whole time, like that's not necessarily as important to me. I think a lot of the common strategies that I've been reading about is like, a lot of them, believe it or not, it's like they'll do like 10 minutes on, 2 minutes off, and they'll do that like over the duration of the race.
I've heard it's fucking brutal, man.
Yeah, no,
on your feet and
yeah.
your body. I've heard it's fucking brutal.
Yeah.
Shit yourself, piss yourself, chafe your nipples off, chafe your legs and balls off.
You're losing toenails.
Yeah, your finger, your toenails fall off.
Yeah.
I've heard it's fucking tough.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
I'm not lying. I'm serious.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Look at all those long distance runners and their feet are fucked up.
Yeah.
Toenails are always falling off. We got a good start, a good foundation?
Yeah.
With the feet? Okay.
No, honestly, I'm fairly lucky, I would say, in turn, like I have good joints, like good bones. I just have never had issues with just bones breaking or things getting dislocated. I feel like the structural integrity of my mm-hmm. body is good. The thing that's not good is just the overall mass that I carry, which is something that I'm a little like, that's like the big concern, is because
it's gonna come down.
I am 100% certain that if I had to run a marathon tomorrow, like with like even just a little bit of preparation with like the nutrition and everything like that, like I could do it. Like I strongly believe that I could do it.
You have to do it then.
It's just a question of like, how are you going to feel? Like the goal is to do it.
You can't say you can do that.
Of course you can.
Yeah, it doesn't mean anything.
Sure. I mean, yeah, I agree
okay.
with you.
Okay.
But like, you know, look, the reality is I've set it in stone. I'm doing it on a certain day and, you know, the results won't lie. I don't know. I mean, because apparently they don't leave that. It's not like they're just there for 12 hours waiting for everyone to finish. It's like there is like a time limit. So, yeah.
What is the time limit?
Honestly, I don't know.
What,
I forgot.
Super fast is in like the fours and fives or whatever. Like 4 hours is fast.
Yeah.
Super fast, right?
I mean, I think the way I saw, I think anywhere between 5 and 6 is kind of like beginner. And then I think like anywhere in the four is like an intermediate type.
Mm-hmm.
Like level, and then anything sub 4, like in 3.5, is basically like you're approaching expert level amounts of cardio.
Yeah, you're Ethiopian at that point.
Yeah,
running it in 2 hours.
Become Ethiopian.
Yeah, Elliot Kipchoge holds the record. He ran a sub 2 hour marathon.
Oh wow.
Yeah, Have you ever seen that guy? He's, I mean,
I can't imagine the pace that they hold is like unfucking believable.
Yeah, no, it's a 4 minute
mile.
It's yeah. I mean, it's just absurd. I forget what the pace was, but yeah. I mean, you're flying. It's basically like low. I think it's low fives.
He's running 26 of those.
It's literally back to back. Literally low fives, God, and he ran it for 26.2.
What's his name? Elliot.
Elliot Kipchoge. Don't ask me how to spell it.
He's white.
Must be adopted.
He's lying.
Adopted
from
Ethiopian.
He's
Kenyan.
Yeah.
He's a Kenyan man.
Yeah.
Kenyan, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he has a lot of. I mean, I think he's.
He's only 5'7.
Yeah, that surprises you. 5'7,
usually they're taller, generally. 5'7, 115 pounds.
The weight's spot on.
He can't be much. There's no way he can hold on to more weight. Like, his body just, like.
Yeah.
It won't work. That's crazy. So he did a 159.40 in Vienna.
That's so crazy.
His fastest single mile's 3:50.
Damn.
3:50. Yeah, that's fucking crazy, dude.
Yeah, a sub 4 minute mile. That's already absurd. But yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm looking forward to it.
I'm just gonna do the math real quick.
I've been talking to some people who have been, you know, done marathons or did it, just kind of getting some feedback from them, what they think is important, what's not important, and honestly, you'd be surprised, like, from a foundational standpoint, like, if you just, like, have good socks and good shoes and you just, like, are consistent with your running, like, you'll make progress, and then eventually you just have to It's just like boring stuff. Just log in miles. Like, just keep running. Make sure that you're recovered and you're staying healthy, and just keep pushing yourself, like, 10%, like, little by little by little. And eventually, like, you get to the point where, you know, like, I have a cousin right now who's, like, in a run club. And he's, like, super into fitness right now. He's like, 23. And he's running, like, 13 to 15 miles every Saturday is what he does.
For fun?
Just totally for fun. Like, this is what he does. Like, and I'm like, dude, you literally run halves, like, just for, like, training or whatever? He's like, yeah.
Damn.
And it's like his, like, normal, like, workout runs are anywhere between 5 and 8 miles.
So, quick question. Will you run a 26-mile run before you do this? How far do you, like, ramp up?
I have every desire to try and attempt a 26.2 mile run before I actually do it.
Yeah.
Because I think by doing it, it gives you confidence.
Because you've done it before. If you've been there before, yeah. Even if it took you 8 hours, at least you can be like,
yeah,
I physically am able to do this.
Yeah. I think for now, my focus is going to be, I think by April or May, I want to be able to do a half. I'm going to test myself and do a half. Like, just, like, not like an event, but I'm definitely going to do, like, a half on my own. If I'm not already at that level, like, doing halves. But, I mean, it's a slow process. I mean, the thing is that you can't ramp up the intensity too fast or else you'll just injure yourself, which is basically what I've been experiencing myself. But, I mean, now I'm at the point where I'm pretty comfortable doing these 3-4 mile runs. And on the weekends, I've, like, done on, like, on my Saturdays when I do the long run, I've done, like, a 5-6 mile run, and, like, I know with, like, enough repetitions, like, it'll eventually the 3-4 milers become the 4-5 milers, and then on the weekends, you know, you get in 7 or 8 miles, and eventually, you know, like I said, by April or May of next year, I want to be, like, logging in, like, halves pretty consistently, so then that way it gives me another 4 or 5 months to, you know, work my way up to a 26. That's kind of the goal.
I'm sure you can find programs online that'll help you in this exact scenario.
Yeah. There's probably hundreds of gargantuan amounts of information out there. I'm trying to just keep it simple. Like, I'm just trying to just run outside, like, as much as possible. Like, I used to run on the treadmill, but now I've kind of switched of doing more outside runs.
It's a lot more interesting.
Yeah.
More dynamic, more entertaining.
I thought it would be more difficult on my body, but I actually think that I'm adapting pretty well to it. And so, yeah, I think I'm going to keep running outside for now. I mean.
So his pace was like 4 minutes, 32 seconds.
That's fucking insane.
It's lightning, bro. Crazy.
We're going to make t-shirts.
You're going to make t-shirts?
Yeah, you got to rep the brand.
Rep the brand, Bump and Rumble.
Yeah. I'm going to get a mic and mic you up so I can edit it later to hear you say, man, fuck this shit.
Oh, God. Yeah. Yeah, it'll be a day.
No, it'll be fun. No, good for you, dude. That's a good thing to push yourself and set a goal. That's good.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean, like, this is coming from somebody who's, like, always hated running. Like, I've always never enjoyed running, never was, like, a fast kid in school. Mm-hmm. Like, but I just felt like challenging myself in a new and different way. And
I think
the crossover, because my wedding will be, like, right around that time, it's, I think it's coming at a good time. So it's, like, on to, like, new and better things, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. James, you have any desire to do a marathon? You want to do it with me?
I thought it would be fun to do like a challenge where like we all compete to run a marathon, see who can do the best time.
Oh.
Just such a huge commitment though. It's only like a 10-month commitment to get there.
Yeah. I gave myself plenty of time.
I'm trying to hit level 30 in zombies first. <God damn. laughs> Bite-sized chunks here, come on.
Yeah.
Trying to hit 10%, just hit 9 last night. No biggie.
Hey, double XP tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys are going to be max level and like after this weekend.
Probably
no?
A week.
I mean, double XP, I mean, you guys will do it in like 3-4 days, no?
I don't know how long the event's going to last, but I'm hoping it's till Sunday. Maybe it's going to be a week-long thing because of the holidays. I don't know.
Maybe.
We can definitely get through one prestige in 4 days.
Yeah.
You can get through it in one.
I see. Because it seems like
if you wake up 6 o'clock, get off at midnight, dude, you're prestiged.
Are both of you guys totally over the camo grind right now? You're just exhausted.
All primary diamonds, and I'm so not willing to put in any more work.
Okay.
I don't care anymore.
You're just done.
We played. I was like, I want to play Warzone or Zombies or something. So we hopped on Zombies last night, and it was really fun. It was more fun than I remember.
Mm-hmm.
We played like two like kind of just practice games, basically, like just had matchmaking, paired us up with two people.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just experimenting, like learning the map basically. Mm-hmm. And then we kind of had like a more serious run, just the two of us after.
Okay.
But today was like we're watching YouTube videos and like strategizing, like
just seeing all the Easter eggs,
more efficient ways to do
there's
it.
There's just a bunch of different things you can do, and
now I know the map like the back of my hand.
Yeah.
Get anywhere.
I'll have you guys guide me,
dude. It's so fun because they have zip lines. That's gotta be, is that new?
I don't, I mean, then
it's new to us.
Yeah. Again, like I haven't played in a while, but
it's like a town, like a small town, you know, with some elevation changes and stuff. And so like there's maybe like 4 or 5 big areas that you kind of move between.
Uh-huh.
And in between them, you can buy zip lines. So like we'll be up at the church, which is like on the highest point, and you can zip line all the way back to the start of the map, like in like 5 seconds.
Mm.
So like if you're getting swarmed, if you can just sprint up to a zip line, you're gone. So you can like hit over this place, get jug, reposition.
And is the goal to clear levels or kill zombies?
Well, you got to kill the zombies.
You're trying to go to the highest level you can go.
Yeah, it's just survival, basically. Kill as many zombies as you can.
You're trying to last through waves. You know, wave one is like 20 zombies.
It is leveled, like levels.
But then each zombie is different. Then you get shield zombies.
And there's bosses every once in a while. Like every, I don't know, 5 or 10 rounds, there's like one big dude or 3 big dudes chasing you around.
Oh.
And then they'll like respawn, like
the bosses.
It's not like they just follow you; they'll respawn somewhere else. Like,
yeah,
they'll like teleport closer to you. It's fucked.
It's very fun, but yeah, the time commitment—that's like a Friday night thing. It's not so much a weeknight kind of grind.
Yeah,
unless we can figure out how to way to like actually save and exit the game without.
I think we got to do it
getting a chopper. Well
then the problem is when you're not like warmed up. Like
if your eyes cold
then you hop into level 35 and then you're just
getting pounded.
You're like, you literally have to have a pep talk before you hop in the server if you're gonna press play again.
Yeah, I guess not terrible, but it's fun.
We were just like learning basically yesterday. It was like learning how to get pack-a-punch and all the perks and stuff, and learning like the routes and where to craft stuff like that. It was really fun.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I feel like recently, like, I feel like I was grinding camos hard.
You have been.
Yeah,
you've been made a lot of progress.
I made so much progress. I feel like I'm almost caught up to you guys,
Like. Do you still feel like you want to keep going? You want to get Dark Matter, Dark Spine?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
We'll see how long it lasts, my guy.
Yeah.
I think once you get all the primaries, like Diamond, you're at that point where it's like, now what?
Like, have you tried the baseball bat?
I almost have it gold.
Fuck that shit.
I have the drill gold and I have the knife gold.
Jesus. Yeah,
knife's easy. Drill's not that bad, but baseball bat fucking blows.
Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, after my experience with the melees, I mean, the knife is, like, wonderful.
Easy. It's easy.
But the thought of having to get the knife and or the baseball bat, like, the triple kills and the five kills three times, that is off. That sounds awful. So now I'm like, okay, like, I see that people probably do the pistols now.
Max said the worst part of the game was Diamond baseball bat. So it is like the most infuriating, frustrating.
There's three kills without
your hair out.
There's so many times you get two kills and then you're just like, oh, like waiting for a third and you're just dead.
And like, you got to play like a fucking asshole. You got to like
smoke,
stake out camp corners. Like,
yeah.
It's so not fun the way like grinding headshots can be fun or getting double kills can be satisfying.
Yeah.
He's like, this is like so frustrating.
Yeah. But,
In hardcore, like, it's still annoying.
But I got all the primers except the goblin gold or whatever. I mean, like, because I can work on diamond, I think I have, is it 17 diamonds? I don't have the snipers, I don't have any of the marksman's diamond, but and I'm missing like one or two rifles, but I mean, yeah, I mean I'm essentially done with headshots for primaries.
How many diamond do you have total?
I think 17.
Okay, we got 28.
You have 28?
28 diamond, yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, because if you have the launchers...
Yeah, I don't have any launchers.
Yeah, I mean, because you have the launchers or something like that.
I think the last gun I need diamond is... For primaries is going to be...
Have all the primaries.
The DM10 is the one that I need.
Yeah, I mean, surprisingly, the headshots for the marksman kind of flew, like, real fast for me.
It's really not bad. The AEK is really good.
Yeah.
Sarkov, if you can get the timing, once you learn, like, the timing mechanic and the recoil of, like, the resetting speed, really not bad. The DM10's not my favorite, that's for sure. But, like, SWAT's not bad.
Totally SWAT's good. Once I realized you can just hold down shoot, we'll cycle through, I'm like, oh, hell yeah. I'm not spamming the button.
AEK rips for sure.
Yeah.
It's a usable gun.
Yeah. But I have all the SMGs except for the I realized that when you told me that you only had to get a certain amount, and so I was missing the compact. The compact is a gun that I'm working on now, but I have all the other SMGs diamond. I'm missing the AK and the Krig for diamond assault and the goblin. I should put that down because it's not gold. I have all the pumps diamond, including the Maelstrom, and then
shotguns.
Yeah, all three of them diamond, and then I have all the LMGs diamond. Those are easy. So yeah, I mean, I just worked on the melees, and I was like, I couldn't decide. I was like, should I do like launchers in the Mirren, or should I? And then maybe I'd have to like
the Siren.
Yeah, the Siren. What I call it, the Mirren.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, I do want to get Dark Matter. I do want to get Dark. I want Dark Matter for... the thing is that I want to be able... I want to unlock the ability to do Dark Matter and then probably only do the guns I care about.
Okay. We saw a lot of the people with the new sniper of Dark Matter already.
Yeah, how do they get that?
The new sniper? I actually... Someone in my lobby had the one right before it, but not Dark Matter, though. That's crazy.
This person had a Dark Matter.
My guess would be, like he said, if you're able to... You have all the requirements done already. Like, maybe earning Dark Matter for that isn't nearly as bad. Like, you probably don't have to start from zero.
Yeah.
I would assume you don't have to do the 100 headshots, special, the weird ones, and then double kills,
well,
and then triple
kills.
From zero? How the fuck are these guys got it day one?
They're streamers, 100? Probably,
yeah.
Or they don't do jack shit.
Dude,
but
that's crazy.
Wank their meat and fucking play video games.
I mean,
sounds like a dream.
So today I got... Today I did all the melees gold. Like,
mm-hmm.
Well, I guess technically I didn't do the baseball bat yet, but I'm pretty close.
Mm.
I mean, I'm working on gold, but I
so
have...
So what's your streaming channel?
I don't have no streaming channel. No. Nobody wants to see my gameplay, trust me.
I would like to get all the new guns gold, but I'm at that point where I can only do so much.
I've lost all. I don't care anymore.
Yeah. Even, because, okay.
Ninth prestige, dog. I don't care anymore. I've put in so many fucking hours. It's like...
Well, the thing is that for me... I feel like I got hyper-focused once I saw Stakeout was back. Because I think without Stakeout, it's like, I don't even want to fucking bother. I really don't want to.
It really makes it so much better. So much easier, faster.
Yeah. Now that it's back, I'll do Stakeout hardcore and then just work on my melees, and I don't really care about anything else. But
yeah, if we're playing, I'm playing like, I'm not giving a shit. I'm casually playing. I'm not even like, I got to get this. I'm just beating my shit, you know?
Yeah.
Huh?
Beating your shit.
Well, before we were so adamant on, we need headshots, we need to do this, but now it's just like...
I'll do the daily challenges.
Yeah, daily challenges. I'll get those done for the XP.
I mean, you're like 4 days away from literally never having to do a daily challenge ever again.
It's true.
Yeah.
Like,
see, but
so
now
close.
Are we going to grind camos for zombies?
Maybe.
That's
a whole new world right
there. I think it's, what, 5,000 headshots?
It's reinvigorated my love of the game.
Oh, the zombies?
Because they have a gold there. Like, they already have... They have their own camos you have to deal with.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
My KD from these challenges from Prestige 1 is just down, 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 down.
Oh, yeah. The baseball bat drill just... Yeah.
Every Prestige going down.
Mine's just a straight line across. Like a little heartbeat.
Just playing all these fucking matches. Yeah, having to use... stupid weapons that I don't want to use. Gets old.
I mean, at this point though, you should just like have your sweat classes and then just like have your classes where you work on stuff and then you just do a little bit of both.
I don't want to work on anything. I don't think the juice is worth the squeeze.
You don't think... I think dark matter looks so cool.
It looks cool, but I don't think I can do it anymore.
Is the juice worth the squeeze? I don't think so.
I mean, for me, it's like I'm, what, fourth or fifth prestige? So it's like I have all this time, like, as far as I'm concerned. Yeah, I mean, I could see...
Have to do with it, but...
I don't know. It's the completionist in me. I don't like leaving things unfinished. Like, I don't like starting a new book before I finished another book. Like, that's just how I've always been. Like, I tend to get laser focused on things, and I focus on one thing at a time. And it's like, if I have a goal in mind, I tend to just, like... only just care, and I feel like I don't like to deviate from it, even if it's difficult. Because, like, I know, like, the thought of, like, having to do 4 pistols and get another 100 headshots is, like, annoying, but it's, like, I know I can do it. And it's, like...
Yeah, I know I can do it. I just don't care anymore.
Why did you care in the beginning, though?
I wanted to get all gold. Okay, so that was the first bar. And then I wanted to get all diamond. And by the time I'm done with that, I just don't care anymore. The next level, I don't know if I'm willing to put in the work. Do I really want to play hundreds of more Stakeout rounds? I don't think so. The amount of times we played Stakeout is unfucking believable.
Such a good map, though.
It gets old, dude.
It's probably one of the better maps that they have.
How many times we played it? 500 times?
A lot. Once we found out how to get to it, a lot. Because I remember week one, we're like, wait, there's other maps besides these other shit maps that there are? And once we got into those, that's all we ever play.
Dude, I remember my first ever game with you guys was on Stakeout, and I was like...
No, we threw you into the mix.
And
so
I was like, I was like, oh my God, like there's people everywhere, like all the time. Like I was so confused. I was like, I'm getting dunked on.
Now we're zombie boys.
Yeah, I was about to say, two rounds of zombies, you guys are hooked. James don't want a pistol headshot grind, but he'll get 5,000 headshots for zombie grind.
I don't really care about the zombie camos, really. I want to play zombies. I don't know if I don't even know what the challenges are for zombie headshots. I don't know.
Just more headshots.
Really? They don't even make it any more interesting? Critical
kills?
It's
so easy to get it, though. Like, I feel like if it's only headshots...
Yeah.
It's a lot easier to get.
No, I'm trying to get headshots the entire time just because it's more efficient.
Mm-hmm.
Get the crit, the yellow crit.
But yeah. Shit.
Now we're going to play Rivals?
I'm good.
I don't know.
This game looks weak, too.
Yeah, I was about to say.
I don't give a shit about this game.
So we're watching Path of Exile footage from Shroud's YouTube channel, and it does not look as good as the hype was. I mean, I noticed that I don't like games that are very dark, like haunted type game. Like, I just don't like that. I like color. I like to be able, I don't want it to be difficult to see. I don't want to get flanked because I can't see somebody. Or it's like not knowing if I'm going to get clipped on a ledge or like something. Like, I'm just looking at this footage and you can tell the movement. You're like, I have no idea, like, if I can walk over this or, like, I don't understand. I don't know.
This one's, though, very old school in that it's like a top down, you know.
It has a nostalgic
perspective, and yeah, an old style, like almost Resident Evil vibe.
But you know what it kind of reminds me of? You guys ever played Age of Empires?
No.
It has that feel of Age of Empires.
I heard that's a good game, though.
Yeah.
Back in the day?
Yeah.
That and Civ, I never played.
You know, I still play Civ to this day.
To this day?
Yeah.
Damn. Tell us. I heard it's good.
Yeah. Well, they just released the developers are releasing footage and they're working with like a lot of the content creators on Civ 7. But I play Civ 6.
Okay.
But yeah, Civilization is a great game. I love Civ.
Yeah.
Whenever I get sick of Call of Duty, I usually just put that on now. I mean, that was the game that's like the only game that I've been playing consistently like over the past couple years or whatever.
It seems like one of those games that you could play a lot of and for years basically.
Yeah, Civ is
never
fun.
Played it, but
you would, I mean, like, you would love Civ. I think you would love Civ.
Again, I don't know if that's a can that I want to open, if I'm being honest. Did you guys ever play Sims? I never played that growing up.
No,
that was girl shit as far as I'm concerned.
Oh,
but couldn't you make them fuck though?
What the hell?
Huh?
I'm surprised you weren't playing it if that was the case.
I didn't find out until later.
I wish we had this conversation earlier about Civ, because I realized that you can actually download it on the Switch.
Okay.
But you sold that to me, so.
Yeah.
And I haven't touched it in many, many, many months.
That's why I sold it, because I stopped using it. It's fucking awesome.
Yeah. I mean, it is cool, whatever. It's like,
you play on PC? Is it cross-platform? Civ?
Is it,
that could be our new
is
game.
Is it cross-platform?
You don't want to play Civ?
Fuck no.
Why?
Never heard of it.
Do you? I was about to say.
Civilization? It's supposed to be really cool.
Yeah, no, it's, it's,
seems deep as far as, like, how much you could get into it.
Yeah, like, trust me, there's definitely a lot of variations that you could do, and playing with other people, like if me, you, and Rob played, it would be a totally different experience that from what I usually play, and it would probably maybe even be more annoying because it would be much slower, because when you,
all right, sorry to bother you, dude.
No, not I would honestly,
sorry,
I would love to play it, but if you're being really competitive about it, like, you can go over like so many little details per turn, and then as the game progresses, there's so many potential decisions that you could be making that, I mean, turns could just take forever.
Seems, I mean, like there could be a lot of moving parts later in the game, like
later in the game is, yeah.
Never played AoE, though. That looks like fun.
Age of Empires, yeah. It's been a while since I've played. I definitely had it when I had a desktop in my, like, when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
It was like Age of Empires 2. But yeah, that was fun. That and Roller Coaster Tycoon, I remember.
Just about to say, I definitely played Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Roller Coaster Tycoon was
fun.
Sick.
That was way more casual because you just fuck around, make rides, make people throw up.
Yeah.
Throw them off.
Is this the game?
Yeah, but that's just a picture. Yeah. That's not like gameplay, I don't think.
Yeah.
Dude, it's like a legendary game. It's been around for like 30 years. Like,
just $3 on PlayStation.
$3? Dude, buy it.
Yeah, I was about to say, it's super cheap. It's not very expensive. I mean, they're literally
Civ 6 has been around for a while, huh?
Yeah.
This is one of those games they make
now they have like all of the DLC stuff, which I'm sure costs more, but even the base game is like, you know, whatever. I think the game is worth like the less than $5. Like, you know. Well, like, I'm saying that, like, yeah, I think I would recommend it because it's less than, like, around, like, if it's five or less, I think it's a worthy buy.
It's Yeah, $2.99 on Steam.
Oh, by the way, I was gonna say though, it's it should be still free through the Epic Games Launcher. I would look into that because that's how I have it.
Is that PC though?
Yeah. Yes.
Epic Games, like Fortnite Epic Games?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Nah, you know what? I'm good. I don't think I want to download this. A lot of space to take up on my system.
Is it? No, it ain't.
No.
It ain't shit.
It ain't shit.
I wanted to get into Microsoft Flight Simulator.
You did get into it.
Yeah, and I got right out of it.
Did you really?
I want to get the pedals and shit. The rig, dude.
Invest.
I want to do that and get like a rally car rig would be really
that
fun.
That would be
too.
So
a racing
much fun.
Sim? That looks like fun.
Dude.
And you get one that moves?
Like
on hydraulic? Oh. Like...
Yeah. Dude, James is going to be showing all the women, like, you won't believe what I got.
I was going to say, is it possible to get any less pussy than if you already have that in your house?
That is absolutely not cool. I mean,
this is my racing
simulator. The racing one, I think you can get by with. The flight one?
This is my flight rig.
The flight one is, that's pretty
rough.
No,
you just tell them I'm going to be a pilot. I got to practice on my days off.
You're going to be a pilot? You're going to be single. The craziest one, have you seen the semi-truck rigs?
No.
People have semi-truck
people streaming
simulators
that shit
in their
hilarious.
House. So, like, they have the dashboard, they've got the pedals and the steering wheel and the transmission.
I need to look this
they're
up.
They're legit.
Look it up
like,
right
they're
now.
They're like, all right, picking up a package over here. It's so...
Look it up right now. Turn this shit off.
Okay.
But that and a farming simulator, that play, like, you're a farmer and you... Like, imagine you work 8 hours as a farmer and you come home and you're like, gotta hop on the sim.
What are you farming? If you had to be a farmer right now, what would you farm? What product?
Probably just like...
Wait, what is it
called?
We're
talking animals?
It's a truck simulator? What is it called?
Semi-truck simulator.
Semi-truck simulator.
Which is good if you're like learning how to be a truck driver. I'm sure they use this for CDLs. But that's his home.
Wait.
That's inside his house. Click on that shit.
Okay, so now we're watching this video.
He's got his bed right there.
He's got the side monitor, the front monitor, the right monitor.
Wait.
Yo, that's his room.
This is his house.
Look, his PC's right underneath.
Those are cameras.
Yeah, see? Or screens.
Bro bought... Damn, those are 50-inch TVs all around his...
What the hell is... Wait.
That's a dashboard?
I have a lot of questions, so let me just have the floor for two
I'm
seconds here,
I'm so happy
here,
to
fellas.
Open this up for you.
Where is his girlfriend?
Nowhere to be found.
Okay. I very clearly see, like, the gadgets, the steering wheel, whatever. I see his keyboard. What I'm most curious about right now off the top of the bat is, what are these screens that we're looking at?
TV screens. It looks
these
like.
Are TV
those
screens.
Are monitors, yeah.
These are all monitors. This dude has, like, three. I mean, how
I
big
bet
are
there's
those?
There's one over there,
too. Dude, those look huge.
30, 40 something. I can't tell how far away he is.
How did he even get that display and...
Well, he's starting it up right now.
gotta hit the glow plugs for the diesel, make sure it's warm.
Oh, wait, what is he doing?
But it's not like a first
it's in
person.
A vape? He's a real trucker. You gotta pick up some lot lizards.
God, this is actually, it's so lame too. Like, I'm so sorry. Like, to have
don't
that.
Don't yuck his yum.
This ain't a
please
green
please don't ever say that ever again, James.
What is he doing?
Max hates
dude, that's
that.
An actual oh. cigarette. No, it's a cigarette lighter.
My fucking man.
Dude's lighting up his cigarette with the old school.
Oh, I definitely burned my fingers on those as a kid. Is he talking to like
he's,
the dispatch?
He's letting traffic go by too.
Well, you don't want to get an accident.
Dude's living the dream.
Can you imagine investing on this? He has the dash board that looks just like a truck with the gauges. He's got the CD player with the screen. Oh, this is so sick, dude.
He could be driving like a robot operated actual semi truck.
Oh, he's a UPS. He's a UPS driver.
Oh. I mean, Max knows him.
Yeah. And he lives right there.
Damn. Still late to work. You're 5 minutes late.
How the fuck are you late? I was lighting my cigarette.
That's when you run across
dude,
the street.
If he has a camera back here, if he had a screen here, how sick would that be?
That
like
be
he's backing
cool.
up and you can see.
The fact that there's
He's looking at something.
Yeah, maybe his right mirror.
Oh, you know what? He probably has another monitor on the right.
Yeah,
to look at his other mirror.
Because he's got this mirror here. He's probably looking at that mirror.
No, I think he has four monitors.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's insane.
I'm so confused.
Can you believe
this? What's his electric bill?
That's a valid question, Rob. And he's wearing
the gauges actually work.
He's an Ohio guy. Yeah. This is so funny.
That is hilarious.
All he did was like pull out and park again.
He's backing up to the trailer. He's gonna hitch up the trailer.
Does he get out the truck to go check?
Do an inspection first? Yeah. A visual inspection first. Check his log. Call dispatch.
There's no way this is actually fun, right?
Why would you spend this much money if you're not going to have fun on it? I think he enjoys this.
Like, how long do you play this for?
8 hours. You gotta make it on time. You got to make your delivery on time. The people are waiting for you.
Have you seen the videos where they're doing that and they like simulate them crashing and they're like jumping in their seats?
Yeah, those are good.
Do you notice that his gauges don't work? They're just like...
Maybe they're stationary. Maybe
that one was moving around.
Yeah, the one on the right bottom was moving.
And then his RPM gauge is moving.
His tachometer?
Yeah,
his tach works.
Oh, yeah, that left one I see.
Yeah, if I had it...
His speedometer went down.
If you had to pick a simulator, I got to go racing sim.
Yeah.
I don't know how many others there are. I got a flight sim would be fun.
Yeah. Mia's cousin, he definitely like has like... I don't think it's like a legendary setup, but he has like a pretty like... A cool like little racing setup.
Dude's about to lose his CDL.
Is he in the left?
Yeah, oncoming traffic.
Right? Dude, I was about to say like this. This is like... This is so silly. Like there's no way this is fun.
Dude, come on, dude. He's having fun. If you go on Steam and look up simulator games, I'm sure there's pressure washing simulator.
What?
Yeah. No, there is a lot. There is a lot.
There's a lot of games where you like work a job. Ironic.
And don't get paid for it?
No, you pay.
I saw a lot of them on the Switch store. A ton of them. Goats. I saw it was a goat simulator.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, goat simulator.
Civ 7 is coming out.
That's
February 11th.
That's what I was saying.
Well, you didn't say February 11th.
Well, I told you. Never mind. Yeah, no. I've seen enough as far as I'm concerned.
That's fast food simulator. Trading card game shop simulator.
What the
heck? Can you imagine having a simulator in the back of your actual rig?
Of your semi-truck?
Yeah.
Yeah, you get off and you're like, all right, time to blow some steam.
Yeah.
And start trucking again. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking.
That's crazy. People be doing too much sometimes.
2.3 million views.
I mean, zombies is... Every game's a simulator in a sense. I'm simulating me in this game right now. How much would someone have to pay you to go ice fishing for 24 hours? You have to drive out there, sit in that shed 24 hours, drive back home.
I mean, like, what's the food situation like?
It's up to you.
To fish or catch?
You could bring food.
And somebody's going to pay me?
Yeah.
So I have 24...
Would you do it for free?
Do I have 24 hours to catch something, or do I have to catch something
there's
I can
no,
leave?
You just have to be in the shack for 24 hours.
I was about to say, there's no objective. You're just, like, in a shack.
You're ice fishing.
You're just ice fishing for 24 hours.
Yeah. You have to drive up to the cabin. That doesn't count in the 24 hours. 24 hours in the cabin, the shack, above the ice. Someone's cut the hole for you already, and you poop in it.
What's
you
wrong
have to poop
with you?
Somewhere.
I
Sorry,
mean,
you don't poop?
I mean, I might just bring the rig and just like...
Your meat? Huh?
Huh?
The Meat Beater Anonymous rig? What rig are you talking? The Switch? Because you're not going to have internet. And my thing, you're not having internet.
Oh, okay.
Because you're
fair
out
enough.
There.
That's fair enough.
Because otherwise, it's
Dude,
just...
I think that... And somebody's going to pay me. It's not going to be a lot, I don't think.
$100. Are you kidding? That's not nearly enough money to go spend
a few thousand. The way I
24 no, hours in like, this thing?
I don't... It depends. Am I taking a flight? I'm going to have to take a flight.
No, you're driving.
Oh, I'm driving from here to where?
Wherever the ice... I don't know where it is. It's in California, Alaska? But it's up north.
I mean, I would at the very least want to like have my costs covered. I mean, I would just kind of speculate that if I don't have to fly, but I have to drive there.
It's in Antarctica.
It's in Antarctica?
I don't know.
It's the least convenient place to get to on Earth.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. If it involves a flight, I mean, yeah, because I'm not doing this.
Let's say your flight,
out of my own pocket,
your
per
flight
se.
To Alaska is covered.
Okay.
Travel there and back is covered.
Okay.
But like supplies, clothing, entertainment, that's on you to bring. Which I'm sure you have enough stuff here. It's just like,
it's probably not that. I mean, it's not that much. Maybe a couple thousand dollars. I think $2,000. I'm like, yeah, well, you know.
You do it 24 hours in Canada?
Sure. You just have enough resources.
All right, you leave tomorrow. It's a surprise for you.
Oh, sick. Thanks, guys.
And it's 1,000. Oh, you know what? Ice storm came in. Can't come get you.
Oh, no.
Your flight's stuck.
Still $1,000.
Yeah, that's not changing.
Oh, switch broke.
You drop it down in the water, ooh, in the poo water. I asked Rob this question the other day on Xbox. You walk into a gas station and you're thirsty as fuck. What water are you grabbing?
What brand of water?
Sure, yeah. What container? Could be the size. It could be a brand. Just curious. Like what? You're so thirsty. It's 100 degrees. It's like we're at Terrible's in Arizona.
Got your Terrible's card.
And your mouth is parched. Mm. And you're ready to quench that thirst. And you're standing there at the water door. What's the go-to? I'm getting whatever's on sale. Because you know they're going to have water that's like 2 for $3 or 2 for $4. That's probably the one I'm going to get. I'm going to keep it real. But are you getting like Fiji? The big-ass one? Or are you getting the gallon that's $1? What's your go-to? If we're going on a golfing trip like we did last time, gallon.
Yeah.
Because we're out in the Utah sun.
I told James I'm taking the biggest jug I can find.
Yeah. But that's a specific scenario of like...
Yeah, I was going to say that mine is very, very setting specific.
Arrowhead.
But like generally speaking, if I'm just like really, really thirsty and like I go in the gas station and I need a water right away, I'm probably getting like one of like the nozzle ones, probably an Arrowhead, and one that I can just squeeze into my mouth like real fast.
So delivery. You're about the speed delivery.
Yeah, I mean, generally speaking, but like it depends though. Like if I need something that's like very I like it because it's like it's portable enough. It fits in the cup holder and like I can.
I like the tall ones.
Yeah, the tall ones.
The Voss.
Yeah, kind of that.
And the glass bottle
doesn't. I would never buy
because
Voss.
The thing is like if you're traveling and you're gonna need a cup holder for it. That's why I can't get anything that doesn't
gallons.
Fit in the cup holder. Like
gallons
it's gonna
are tough.
It's gonna yeah. drive me crazy. It's gonna mm-hmm. drive me absolutely insane how
rolling
my
around.
Water is not in the cup holder.
That's why I'm getting two of the tall boys.
Yeah,
that are on sale.
Yeah, like, don't come to me when you're like, oh, I ran out of water, guys. Can I have some more?
No, I know. I mean,
remember how much water we drank at Utah? Like,
dude, we went through. What,
we played like a gallon. We drank like a gallon
of a day.
Water.
It's so good
during
for you,
our
though.
Game.
Yeah. I love to drink a lot of water.
You
that,
have to in
that,
that scenario.
And the Powerade on
and
top
the
of
donuts.
It.
And the donuts.
Just fueling up.
That can be our sponsorship. This donut company wants to
yeah.
hit us up.
I'm going to talk to my pops tomorrow and my stepmom, because they both own the house, about Pismo. Or
yeah,
see what days. Overall, like, is there any like days that are not good or anything that what we should like? Generally speaking, what should we aim for? I was kind of in my head. I was thinking like maybe like
I'm thinking
early February ish.
I don't have a specific time that really matters.
Okay,
but preferably like a 3-day weekend or something like that. I think would be like best case scenario.
Okay, like a three.
Being honest, yeah.
Like, oh, like where we have like a Monday off, like a Memorial Day type of
or
thing,
or no, just Friday, Saturday, Sunday kind of thing. Just be easiest to get that time off.
Okay,
and the best time of the week, I think.
Okay,
but nothing specific. No, pretty
okay.
flexible. I am.
Any thoughts, comments, concerns?
I don't have any.
No,
I think once we get like dates, maybe just get like a few.
Yeah, if you get like this weekend or this weekend or this weekend.
Gotcha. Maybe. You just want to know what's available and then pick
sure,
the best
yeah.
one from there.
Sure.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. Because I think a little combo trip, like a little, ATV, dirt bike, slash shit. Golf, slash wine country.
Emergency room.
Emergency.
Don't jinx it.
Huh?
Fuck.
I mean.
No, but I mean, ride in the morning or go play golf, ride, and then go get fucked up at the winery.
Whoa.
That just sounds so tiring already.
Yeah, I know. I'm tired. See ya. Well, you could ride one day, play golf one day or something. Yeah.
We don't have to golf all three.
Or we don't have to golf at all.
That's messed up.
I'm always going.
I want to
golf.
We
can golf one day.
I actually want
to
golf.
We'll go back to Hunter Ranch and we'll call it a day.
I'll play one round.
I want to get a Polish dog again.
I want to ride twice if I'm alive.
You know, it's an ongoing joke. Whenever me and James are like, oh, let's go ride, or he's going riding, he's like, yeah, if I'm alive at the end of the day. It's always a joke whenever we go riding.
Call the helicopter crew. You know? Have you seen the video of that girl getting rescued and it's spinning the helicopter? Fucked up.
You spin me right around.
Okay, this is not so much trivia, but it's a thought experiment. You can't look up on your phone. What would be faster? A cheetah running the length of the Great Wall of China, or a snail climbing the tallest building in the world? And that's the Burj Khalifa. Which would be faster?
Well, how long is the Great Wall of China?
I can't tell you
this. Dude,
these
I was
things.
About to say, you can't.
No, because then I don't want to give you any frame of reference, because I didn't know how long the fucking Great Wall of China is.
I was about to say, I think what this question is trying to do to...
It's the rate and the distance. Can you
I think
guess those?
What people...
It's going to be the snail.
...severely underestimate is how many miles the Great Wall is. Like, that thing is a lot of miles.
How many miles
but
do you
like,
think it
are
is?
Are we assuming that a cheetah is able to run that entire time? Because
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we're talking like full speed for both animals.
Yeah.
It's not just like walking speed. It's like at the fastest rate that they can maintain for a short amount of time.
I think it's probably the snail. I think that wall is so much longer than we think.
Before I tell you the answer, I want to ask, how long do you think the Great Wall of China is? Give me like a rough idea. Is it 2 miles, 3 miles?
I mean,
it's a little longer than that. Just curious, what do you think?
I think it's north of 10,000 miles. Like, I think it's between... Is it lame to give a range?
No, give me within 2,000 range.
I'm just going to say 15,000 miles.
Okay. Plus 2 or minus 2?
Minus 2.
So 13, 14, 15, you think?
Yeah.
Rob?
I'm going to go 10,000 miles.
Blake with a great guess at 13,171 miles.
Wow. You didn't give me the plus or minus 2?
Didn't matter.
Yeah.
You got it.
Yeah.
That's a very good guess.
Yeah, no, that I just know that fucking wall, like, it's massive. Like, there's so much of that wall.
I know, but 5,000 miles is insanely long to think about. So for you to figure out 13 is pretty good. That's pretty amazing. It's the snail for sure.
Yeah, it's not even a mile high.
The snail, so it's half a mile tall, but the snail crawls at 0.03 miles per hour. So that's 17 hours. And the cheetah is going to take 175 hours, which is actually pretty fast.
Yeah.
But because they go 75 miles per hour.
Yeah, that's what I was going to assume. Because when you think of like tall buildings, like, yeah, they're tall to us, but they're not actually that far in terms of distance.
No, if you were to lay it down.
Yeah.
Like half a mile versus 13,000.
It's like 2,000. It's like 2,000 and some change feet.
Feet. It's 0.5 miles, so 5,280 divided by 2. Hmm. 2,700 and something.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. But that's crazy that it's still 17 hours for a snail to walk half a mile.
Yeah.
It's a long fucking time.
That is a long time. Yeah. I wonder how a snail has survived the survival of the fittest. Like, how do they...
I don't think they're alive that long.
They must have a great, like, reproductive circuit or something. Like, because you would think that...
They just come from the ground.
You would just think that they would just get rolled over in terms of like the hierarchy of animals.
They probably do. But typically animals that get eaten a lot produce really quickly.
That's what I'm saying.
Like rabbits, rats, ants, all those little bugs that are fuel for other animals.
Yeah.
Think about like the rate at which a great white shark reproduces versus the rate of a bunny rabbit. Like, not even close.
Yeah.
So it kind of determines if you're food or if you're... if you're prey or predator.
Yeah.
But yeah, sorry, what were you going to say?
No, you touched on it about just they must reproduce really quickly or something. Like,
I think so. I don't know if they lay eggs or what.
Yeah, I don't know.
I just see them pop up when it rains and I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I think they get flooded out of whatever dirt and they have to like, they get stepped on for sure.
They go through a lot. I've definitely thrown a few in my days.
Dude, I used to throw like roly-polies, dude. I see a roly-poly and I would chuck that thing. Well, it's those things are durable,
I've always wanted to shoot one out of my airsoft gun.
It's like the size of a BB. Yeah. It's like the
send
same
that
size.
Thing to Mars. Was that 0.65? 0.6 mil? Say 0.6.
Oh, the BB size?
Yeah.
Blake, do you have trivia for us?
I do not.
Okay. Rob, do you have anything?
I wanted to ask you this question. I asked James. He said save it for the pod.
Did I answer it?
You just said save it for the pod.
Okay.
This is a while ago. Do you think Stevie Wonder is really blind?
Great question. Yes, I think he's blind.
I think he's blind.
How could you pull that off for 50 years?
Hey, people do it.
I mean, people pretend to be deaf, right? Like, I think I've read something about some lady who pretended to be deaf for, like, a long-ass time.
Why?
How do you pretend? How? You just don't answer?
I'm telling you, there's definitely a news... But pretending to be blind, that's outrageous. Like, I just...
Had the inconvenience to your life. The act that you have to put on.
I feel like it's funny seeing videos of people, like, waving to him or, like...
I mean, that's on humans being awkward, though.
It definitely is one of those things.
It's like, I would totally do that, my dumbass, and not think about it. But again, we also have to remember, I don't know if he's completely blind, because technically, you can be legally blind, but still see, like, shapes and colors, but, like, you couldn't make out a street sign to save your life, or you couldn't read your laptop in front of you, but you could still be blind. I don't know if that's fully blind. But
yeah, I don't know.
I don't know what his scenario is. I don't know how he lost it.
Yeah.
There are people out there that like to fake injuries. I've seen this. I think it's My Strange Addiction where this guy puts casts on. He wraps himself in casts because he likes the attention of like...
No way.
People being like, oh,
that
did you hurt?
That is so disturbing.
Yeah, it's fucked up, huh?
To get like the sympathy from people?
Attention, yeah. People be like, oh my God, what happened?
I was just having this conversation with somebody and it was like, it was the opposite of what you're describing. And what I mean by that is somebody had asked me the question, like when you're meeting somebody new, like, do you tell them like that you're white or do you tell them that you're Cuban? And I was like, I usually just say I'm white. And they're like,
does
why?
It come
but,
up?
Why? But you're Cuban. Like, why did like, they were like, why do you do that? I was like, honestly, I was like, when I tell people I'm white, like they just nod and go, oh, okay,
it's
like
the path of least resistance.
That makes sense. Like, and then there's like zero follow. But if I tell somebody like new who I like don't feel like talking to that I'm Cuban, and then it's like the follow up questions, the follow, and like I just like don't like that at all.
I mean, it's different if it's a nice young lady. Then maybe you want to have a little more conversation. Well,
yeah, exactly. How does this come up in conversation?
It was a random thing.
Yeah, I was going to say
it was a random.
Hi, I'm white.
Hey, I'm Blake and I'm white.
No,
how do you actually identify this?
No,
like,
it came up when I was in Mexico because you're meeting a lot of people, and so my cousins like they know I'm Cuban, but like when you're meeting all of these new people, it's like it's usually like the older women or like you know friends of my aunt.
Cougars.
Yeah, exactly. And they're just asking all sorts of questions.
Was this like your dad's side of the family or like your mom's side?
My mom's side. Okay. Yeah, my mom's side.
Did you have any summertime sadness, if you know what I mean?
Summertime sadness. Yeah. I don't know. What does that mean? I don't know.
Did Lana Del Rey make an appearance at the
wedding? Okay. So I can't believe I didn't even have a chance to talk to you guys about like,
I didn't know
all
you had to
stuff.
Sign
so,
like some paperwork before you showed up.
NDA.
No. It wasn't anything
no
like
pictures,
that.
No pictures, nothing.
So like I'll just, because I know we're at the end here, I'll try and summarize up all of the significant things like real quickly.
Three minutes. Who was there?
So I didn't even know this. So Lana Del Rey and Serena Williams were actually both bridesmaids. That I was
what?
Not.
No way.
That I was not aware of. But
I didn't see that coming.
So like,
I thought they were invited, and I bet they weren't going to show up. Not out of disrespect for your family, but like you know, celebrities. I feel like they're just,
shit on
they
the
just bail on everything. But that's what
so,
my assumption.
So, anyways, like what ended up happening was the performance, quote unquote, for Lana Del Rey was she actually sung a duet on the, at the white party with the bride's dad.
What the fuck?
And the dad loves like this Texas country type music, and they sung a duet together at the white party. So like whatever.
No way.
Like,
I wasn't expecting a performance, let alone bridesmaid. That's so crazy.
Yeah.
And they had a tennis match.
No, there wasn't anything like that, but no, Serena Williams, like, you know, she gave a speech at the white party and just like talked about the story about how they met and just like how thankful she was for her friendship. And then she actually like roasted her friend that was there, which was like,
hell yeah,
out of nowhere. She was like talking about,
he's a bitch. Like, he's a punk ass bitch.
A baby back bitch.
It was actually so funny. And then like, so it was one, the jab was funny, and then what made it even funnier is that I was on a shuttle back with the person that got roasted and her other friend.
That's awesome.
And her other friend was like, girl, you caught a whole ass string. And I was just like trying to hold it in. I'm like, dude, this shit's so funny. But
is that a white person you're impersonating?
Oh,
they're
no.
Black. They're black.
Based on that. Let's just say they're Cuban.
Yeah, I mean, other than that, I mean, there's the other thing that surprised me too is, do you guys know, I mean, because I watch poker, but do you guys know who Tom Dwan is? Okay, I'm not gonna bring it up then.
Was,
but anyways,
there?
Anyways,
Daniel Negreanu.
Anyways, Tom Dwan was there, and I was like, oh my god, that's fucking Tom Dwan. Like,
you play poker with him?
I don't play poker with him, and I didn't have a conversation with him either. I'm not like that. No,
I'm Cuban. I'm Blake. You want to play Go Fish? That'd be very funny.
I fold. We're not playing that game right now.
Yeah. No.
I spy.
Yeah. Wedding was a blast. Lots of fun was had. And I got sick when I got back. And now I'm good. And that's in summary.
Drink the water out there?
No. Why you not? Only bottled water. No. Nope.
What kind
even,
of water?
Even brushing your teeth. Nope.
You don't want to just roll the dice with life out
there? No.
I definitely brush my teeth with sink water out there.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
You didn't get sick?
No.
You didn't get diarrhea for days?
No. I didn't let it go down my throat.
That's a first. Slam!
But you gotta think, they gotta wash their vegetables and fruits with something out there.
Aren't they, like, immune to it, though? Natives?
Yeah, I was about to say.
They've, like, grown up with it.
Are the people in Flint, Michigan immune to that shit?
That just started happening, though.
Rap?
Let's wrap it like a Christmas gift, which I gotta do.
Oh boy, I know. Too bad we didn't do this on Thursday, but now we're gonna have next pod to talk about what we got for Christmas.
That's fine. Yeah.
Christmas. Alright, well, if you guys enjoyed this episode 85 of the Bump and Roll Boys podcast, this is Blake Ross,
your boy Rob,
and Goose.
Peace.